Oh, my word, how precious. My little starshine is already so tuckered out from exploring their room. You are so adorable. Have you entered stasis for the very first time, Starshine? Yes, you have. Yes, you have. I'm really tempted to let you be, but, it must be so relaxing to be in stasis for the first time. Like that sleeping you used to do as a mortal, but more profound. But if you're so tired, then it will be far better if you re-energize instead. Come here, Starshine. I'm going to give you a little bit of my energy. You need cosmic energy to move around and do things, but right now, you're just a little baby, and you don't have a lot of ways of creating the cosmic energy you need. Stasis works a little bit, but things will go much faster if I help you. There you go. You've been aware of me up until now, even while in stasis, but you're starting to wake up now, aren't you? Tell me, Starshine, are you getting used to having different levels of awareness? Well, that's very good to hear, sweetie. That's a very important part of being a cosmic being. Someday, you'll be able to become aware of lots of different things at once. That's one of the signs that you're growing. I think you might need a little bit more energy. Don't worry. I have plenty, more than you could even hold for now. So you just take all you like. There's my little Starshine, fully awake. You are absolutely darling when you're in stasis, but I love seeing your beautiful mind spark to life as well. How have you liked your room so far? I've been staying aware of you, like I said, but I'd still like to hear it from you, Starshine. Oh, I know. The eternal wave field is just the best, isn't it? You've never experienced anything like that before, have you? You're going to have all sorts of new experiences like that from now on. In fact, why don't I take you through your new home? You probably won't be able to understand a lot of what's going on, but I think it will be a good idea to experience it early on. Just keep in mind that it's much different from your room, Starshine. Your room doesn't stray too far from the rules of reality that you're used to. 3 spatial dimensions, 1 time dimension, and so on. But the rest of my home is much more complex. Right now, it will seem like a bunch of random shapes and moving lights with no rhyme or reason. But with time, you'll come to understand the structure of things. You'll have trouble moving around inside this room on your own with how strange it all is, so take my hand, just like before. I'll guide you through. This is the space right outside your room. A lot of the specialized spaces, the rooms, although that word isn't exactly accurate, mostly branch off from here. I suppose you'd consider it similar to a hallway in that way. You look a little woozy. I told you. It's hard to understand what's going on, isn't it? There's just so much going on. If you start to get too disoriented, then just focus on me. I'm still taking a nice, simplified form so that should relax you. Come over here. This is an important room for you to know. This is similar to what you'd call a kitchen. Once you're able to properly absorb cosmic energy on your own, you can come in here to recharge more quickly. It's also quite confusing, but do you notice how it's different from where we just were? It will be good for you to learn to recognize which room you're in. Someday, when you've grown a bit more, I'll show you how to use this space. Cosmic beings can't eat mortal food, but when you're able to sample all the different kinds of cosmic energy there are, you won't even miss it. Oh, sweetie, you seem a little too overwhelmed. All right, maybe that should be enough for right now. Let's go back to your room. There we go. Is that better? Don't worry. There's not much of a rush. You can get accustomed to things at your own pace. I do want you to try your best, but the last thing I want is for you to feel like I'm forcing you into everything. For the time being, I'm going to be focusing a lot on helping you develop. It doesn't all have to be hard, though. We can play games and think up fun little rewards for reaching milestones. There's so much that you need to learn, more than you can currently even imagine. You're really going to be amazed by how much more there is to existence than you knew when you were mortal. The multiverse is so vast and wonderful, and you're going to be able to experience all of it. It's so special to me that I'm finally able to be on this journey with you, Starshine. Oh, my dear little child, I can sense your feelings, remember? You haven't learned how to hide them yet. You miss your old mortal life still, and I am so sorry. This all must feel so sudden. I realize that your final life wasn't very long. Well, all mortal lives are short, but I'm sure you felt that it should have lasted longer. If it's any comfort, you lived many, many lives before your last. As you grow, you'll start to remember them. You'll find that you had many wonderful experiences that helped mold you into the being you are today. So in a sense, you're not finished experiencing mortality. But with time, you'll realize how small all that was. Just like how all the worries from when you were small now cease to seem so important. They'll always be a part of you, but over time there will just be so much more to you than your mortal life. In the meantime, I hope that you'll find my presence comforting. Sadness is a part of life, even for cosmic beings. But maybe I can make things just a bit easier for you, Starshine. Well, here's something that might help. Time doesn't work for cosmic beings the same way as it does for mortals. As you're able to expand your awareness of things, you'll be able to look back at your former life. Not just remember it, but experience it again. It's not something that you can just do right away, but there are some things you can do to practice and eventually get to that point. If you'd like to try, then I'm happy to help, but you probably won't see a lot of progress right from the beginning, so please just be patient, my dear. Basically, you need to learn how to peer below the shallow surface of reality and see the truth underneath. Much of a cosmic being's ability stems from understanding that truth. A good starting point would be me. I've put on a humanoid form for you, but that is an illusion to make it easier for you. So try to look at me closely. Don't just look at the surface. Look deeper. Try to focus on the truth, not just what is presented to you. It won't just happen just yet, but, well, you don't have eyes, but it should feel a little bit like your eyes are relaxing. As you practice, wait for that feeling. It'll mean you're about to... Starshine. Keep going. Stay relaxed. I think... Starshine. You did it. Just for a moment, but you saw a little glimpse of my true self. That was incredible. You should be a long, long way from that. No, don't strain yourself, dear. I don't think you're going to be able to do it again so easily. That may have been largely a fluke, but still, this is so exciting. Oh, what a clever little being you are. My friends are going to be so impressed when I tell them. I am so, so proud of you. My love for you is not dependent on your performance, but it still makes me so happy to see you doing so well, so quickly. Oh dear, I just realized. It's a tradition to give you your first void crystal after the first time you glimpse truth, but I don't have one for you. I never expected you to do it so soon. Oh well, I'll get you one as soon as you can. You won't be able to use it until you see truth on command anyway. I know everything is still new, but I can tell you're going to do really well in your new life. Such a relief. A parent always worries about whether their child can adjust. You really are a wonder, Starshine. I love you more than you can comprehend.